This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. India crossed a grim milestone Wednesday of more than 200,000 people lost to the coronavirus as a devastating surge of new infections tears through dense cities and rural areas alike and overwhelms healthcare systems on the brink of collapse. The health ministry reported a single-day record of deaths and infections. Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged to deliver emergency India virus aid, according to Modi Russia. France's prime minister said at a news conference Wednesday the country's COVID situation was improving. French President Emmanuel Macron will have more details when he delivers a speech to the nation this Friday to give an update on the COVID-19 situation. Japan's government is planning to introduce vaccine passports to help restart international travel, the Kyoto News Agency reported Wednesday. The passports would take the form of scannable smartphone apps that carry COVID-19 inoculation information, Kyoto said, citing government sources. Organizers of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics rolled out stricter coronavirus countermeasures Wednesday, including a plan to test athletes daily as they try to reassure Japanese public made increasingly skeptical by the resurgent pandemic. With just 3 months to go until the postponed games, Japan has been encumbered by a slow-moving vaccination drive that has raised concerns about the viability of the games. Some public ire has focused on Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, who has repeatedly pledged the event will go ahead. Overseas spectators have already been ruled out. This is VOA News. The European Parliament has ratified a post-Brexit trade deal with Britain. Results announced Wednesday showed EU lawmakers supporting the pact with a vote of 660 votes in favor and 5 against, with 32 members abstaining. The vote was the final step in a years-long process of defining trade terms between Britain and the remaining 27 members of the European Union. European Council President Charles Michel welcomed the vote Wednesday, saying it, quote, marks a major step forward in EU-UK relations and opens a new era, end quote. The two sides had been operating under the terms of the trade agreement on a conditional basis since late December while awaiting the European Parliament's approval. Arlene Foster is to step down as Northern Ireland's first minister at the end of June, she said Wednesday, bowing to pressure from her Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP. Foster has led the pro-British party for over 5 years. She said in a statement she would also step down as leader of the DUP May 28th. The announcement comes a day after a majority of DUP lawmakers signed a letter seeking a confidence vote in Foster and discontent over her handling of Brexit negotiations. U.S. President Joe Biden will use his first address to Congress Wednesday to call for an epic effort to make the United States fairer, funded in part by reversing Donald Trump's tax cuts on the wealthy. Speaking to a joint session of Congress on the eve of his 100th day in office, Mr. Biden will likely hail what Tuesday he called stunning success in vaccinating Americans, a national effort that has transformed the country from coronavirus catastrophe to leader in global recovery. But with solid approval ratings and a Democratic majority, albeit razor thin, in Congress, Mr. Biden feels he has momentum on his side to take on new challenges. Russian authorities rapidly painted over a large mural of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny Wednesday, after it appeared overnight on a building in central St. Petersburg. The mural in President Vladimir Putin's hometown showed a smiling Navalny making a heart shape with his hands next to the slogan, "A Hero of a New Time." This as his activist network is on the brink of being outlawed as extremist. Moscow Wednesday expelled 7 European diplomats after their countries ordered Russian diplomats to leave in solidarity with the Czech Republic, which is engulfed in a diplomatic dispute with Russia. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.